Good morning, and welcome to Netia's first half 2015 results conference call. Hosting today's call will be Bogusław Matuszewski, Acting Chief Executive Officer, and Katarzyna Ibuć, Chief Financial Officer. Following management's formal comments, you'll have the opportunity to ask questions. Ms. Matuszewska, you may now begin.
Thank you very much. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I have a pleasure to welcome you to the first half of 2015, Netia's financial results conference. First of all, I would like to mention that the presentation related to Netia's report is placed on our website, that I hope that you have this in front of you, and we can go through. I would like also to tell you that I will present you the general highlights and some trends related to segment, and then I will give the lead to Mrs. Katarzyna Ibuć, who will present and tell you about more details regarding the financial result. Then we are ready for your questions. When we are talking about the result in the first half of the year, I can tell that in the second quarter, there was no surprises, and the revenue in the first half of the year was on the level of almost 770 million. It is -10% year-to-year, and from that amount, 380 million was in the second quarter. It was -2% quarter-to-quarter and -10% year-to-year. When we are talking about profitability, the profitability was on the level, adjusted EBITDA was 223 million in the first half of the year. It is -14% year-to-year and 110% in the second quarter of the year. It's 12% year-to-year. The revenue decline is related mainly to the drop of the number of the services, but as well is related to the very, very high price pressure, especially in the voice services. When we are talking about Netia, about the operational free cash flow that Netia generated in the first half of the year, 120 million zlotys, and from that amount, 53 million was generated in the quarter, in the second quarter. The situation, the debt situation is following that on June 30, Netia net debt was on the level of 188 million zlotys. That is really very, very low. It represents about less than 0.4 of adjusted EBITDA counted for full 2014 year. When we are talking about the main events that happened within the second quarter of the year, I would like firstly to stop for a while on the annual general meeting that was held on June 2nd, and among the other decision that there was approved a dividend of 0.60 per share that was paid on June 26th. Also, the other decision that the AGM held was related to the changes in the supervisory board. Finally, in the second quarter of 2015, some significant changes within the management board was occurred. Mrs. Katarzyna Ibuć resigned from her position in supervisory board on May 19, and at the same time, she was appointed by Netia Supervisory Board to the management board on the position of Chief Financial Officer with immediate effect. Due to the fact that Mr. Paweł Szymański was dismissed by Netia Supervisory Board on June on 22nd June. Also, the supervisory board has made the decision to delegate myself to the management board to perform the duties of the president of management board of Netia, and this delegation is valid until October the 6th. I would like also to use the opportunity and to tell a few words about the event that happened after 30 of June, but I believe that it's important enough to mention about this. As you know, the acquisition Telekomunikacja Kolejowa, on May 8th, Netia signed a preliminary agreement to acquire 100% of shares in Telekomunikacja Kolejowa. Finally, on July 21st, Netia finalized the purchase of 100% of shares in Telekomunikacja Kolejowa from Polish Railway PKP Group for roughly 222 million of Polish złotych. This transaction is fully in line with Netia's strategy. We believe that telecommunication market will be the subject of consolidation, and Netia wants to play the active role in this process, and the acquisition of TK Telecom is the result of this strategy. Immediately after closing, we started the analysis to determine the integration model to choose the most beneficiary for both companies' model of integration to be able to realize all synergies. And by synergies, I mean the synergies in cost field, but as well synergies related to the new business opportunities. We want also to focus on CapEx optimization, and we want to align accounting policies and other important issues that will be defined within the project time. According to our evaluation, the transaction will have more visible results on the top line in 2016, and we will be ready to talk more details about the integration and about the plan in the end of 2015. When we are talking about the trends on the market, as I told, there was no surprises within the second quarter. The trends were somehow unchanged. Also, the performance of Netia, we can tell it's better comparing with the previous quarters. And when we are talking about B2B segment, the revenue is stable, as well EBITDA is stable. This has few reasons. First of all, the shares of voice revenue in B2B business is much lower than in B2C. It is roughly 27.4%. But also, I would like to underline that the trends in data transmission and in broadband services are quite stable, and we are able to keep the stable top-line position. The adjusted EBITDA was on the level of 71 million Polish zloty, with the margin equal to 43.4%. The capital expenditures was equal to 33 million zlotys. When we are talking about B2C segment, the situation is different. B2C segment is very much dependent. The revenue in this segment are very much dependent on voice revenue. And as I've already mentioned, there is a very huge pressure, pricing pressure on these services. But we have also to take into consideration that majority of revenues in voice is generated on not Netia's network. That means we are talking about regulated services. As it was already mentioned in the past, Netia decided to change strategy regarding the retention and active acquisition, and the new way of acting is bringing the results. Netia is taking the active selling only towards the customer who are connected to our own network. And in this part of the network, we can observe that we are growing in number of services. This is the first time that we increase the number of services. But when we are talking about the off-net services, our strategy is to have the retention, active retention towards the customers, but limit our activities related to active selling. Adjusted EBITDA in B2C segment was on the level of 36 million, with the margin a little above 17%. Few words about performance regarding the volumes by product and access type. As I already mentioned, the performance of Netia is much better than previously in the previous quarter. In the second quarter of 2015, we can observe the visible improvement in the commercial results and the decline in number of services is much lower. Comparing with the first quarter where we had 38,000 of services that were dropped, we have now 13,000. As I told, the first we had also the very good figures regarding the performance on net number of services, and we had the first time the plus numbers. We increased the number of services. Regarding to our strategy to have the active retention activities, the churn is reduced in second quarter and mainly related to off-net services. As a result of all this action, the share of on-net services is increasing, and now we have 53% of our services realized on our own network. Few words about the development, revenue development by services. Revenue breakdown by services shows that the majority of our revenue now is coming from data services. This is about 43.7%. The percentage of voice services is declining in the whole services. In this quarter, it was 36.8%. Data revenue are also, they are behaving differently depending on the access type. When we are talking about our own network, that we are keeping the revenue on somehow unchanged level, the revenue is really very stable. But when we are talking about broadband regulated access, BSA, we can observe also the drop in revenue. This is much lower than in voice services, but still this is decreasing revenue because the quality of the network is totally outside of our control. We are not able to deliver to the customer the required huge capacity. Regarding the voice revenue, voice revenue is very much under the price pressure because the as we know, and the market trends are following, that the voice services, especially fixed voice services, are becoming less and less attractive from the customer perspective. And we have the huge competition, not only from fixed operator, but also from mobiles. And finally, it results the big drop in voice revenue. We can observe that in regulated access, in WLR, we have deeper decrease in revenue than in our own network, and it's also a strategy to bundle the services related to the voice, also to protect the revenue stream from this source of services. The other services are not so big part of revenue of Netia, but still they are important, and especially wholesale and interconnect, that we can observe that the amount of revenue is slightly growing in second quarter of 2015. I would like now to finish with this general description of this revenue development, and now I will ask Ms. Katarzyna Iwu just to continue to present more detailed results.
Thank you very much. I'm pleased to have this opportunity to present to you the financial result of B2B and B2B division. First, let's focus on B2B overview. We are now on slide number 7. You notice stabilized revenues in second quarter, which amounts to 164 million. We slightly grew in broadband services and other services, and we gave back 2 million in voice services because of the strong price pressure there, in voice services. When you look at the adjusted EBITDA margin, we managed to grew from 39% in second quarter of 2014 to more than 43% in second quarter of 2015. Operational free cash flow trends are positive as well, but obviously it's left resistance to some minor fluctuations from quarter to quarter. That's why you can see maybe some drop in the second quarter. But we do not think it's something constant. Let's move on to the next slide, please. At first glance, it's visible that we managed to increase EBITDA to 237 million for the first half of 2015. Main positive contributors to this fact were RU change and cost cutting. At the same time, we gave back 12 million on ARPU. Rather change what was connected with price pressure in voice services, as it was already mentioned. You might be interested in other variable and fixed cost reductions. We actually finished a program called Internally Netia Light 2.0, which concerned mainly on headcount reduction. We see that this reduction will bring us constant improvement of EBITDA in the future quarters as well. Now we are considering Netia Light 3.0. We focus late on operational improvement now. To finish the subject, I have to point out that EBITDA of 71 million for the second quarter was the best result for at least six previous quarters. And what's also important to B2B unit, we bought TK Telecom, but it was already covered by the president, so I'm not going to dwell further into that. Let me start with B2C overview now. We are going now to slide number 10, sorry, about that. And as you will notice on spot, we significantly improved our operational results. We achieved a drop of 18,000 services in the second quarter of 2015 compared to 33,000 in previous quarter of 2015 and 64,000 in the respective quarter of 2014. On our own net, we actually grew and we lost some services only on off-net voice and broadband services. In the whole first half of 2015, we lost 51,000 of services compared to double that figure in the same period of 2014. Although a change in number of RU per customer is modest, we are happy to notice that it has increased to 1.46. And that was thanks to TV cross-sell, higher broadband speed offered, and unlimited voice ARPU per customer. At the end, stayed at relatively stable level, I can say. Let's move on to the next slide. And as you can see in broadband, we actually grew on our own network, and on-network RGUs achieved 375,000. And I should underline that we added more services on on-network NGA that we lost on on-network legacy. So that's a positive trend as well. And in area of voice, we are there focusing on retention activities. We're not selling very actively there. And we finished the second quarter with 832 million of, thousand of services. TV services went as we expected, and RGU totaled 149 at the end of second quarter. We added additional 7,000 services in the last quarter. It was almost the same result as in the first quarter of 2015. And now we can go to the EBITDA bridge. We can observe a significant drop of EBITDA year on year. This was mainly caused by RGU revenue change and ARPU revenue change. RGU revenue change were noticed on off-net broadband services and voice services also. And those factors were partially offset by service cost change. It means those reductions, as I already mentioned when I described the B2B segment. And it's obvious that we pay less of interconnect and feed to incumbent, what's related with this RGU reduction. And we managed to partially offset that losses and by cost cutting of variable and fixed costs. Let's move to the overview of the whole company, the whole group financials. We can see sequential lower revenues, which was driven by lower fixed voice revenues, particularly regulated after services and lower voice traffic in the B2B. This led to the decrease in gross margin by 3%, and it's actually now almost 29% compared to almost 23% in the first half of 2014. Adjusted EBITDA for first half of 2015 is at the level of 223 compared to 259 year on year. The loss of approximately 22 million in EBITDA was connected especially with the loss of revenues and service margin, respectively. Let's move on to the next slide. It's slide number 16. Adjusted EBITDA did not differ significantly from statutory one, and I would say only two major points I would like to discuss with you. The first one are the cost of Netelite project. It's 2.2 million PLN. And the second one, made quite unusual, so I will dwell on that. That's refund of a card deposit. Actually, it's a very old case. We put that deposit in 2002. And to the court, it was connected with some financial problems at the time of Netia. And now, this year, we managed to receive it back. So that was a very positive for us. When we go to the financial in area of capital expenditures, we are currently focusing on reducing that. So you can see a very significant drop comparing to 2013 and 2014. And even first half of 2014 to first half of 2015, there's also capital expenditures optimization, and as the President said before, we're focusing on that now, and we hope that we will present you some positive figures in the future as well. And I think that's all for me. Thank you for your attention. Now I'm going to hand you back to the President, and I'm more than happy to answer you further questions later in the question and answer section.
Thank you very much. I would like to just to summarize this, what we presented to you. And I would like to mention and to underline that really we are proud that the second quarter of 2015 has brought us the really solid financial result, and we can show you the better performance related to commercial figures. Taking into consideration the market condition and very huge price pressure on, especially on voice services, we are performing quite good. Once again, I would like to mention that now one of the very important projects for us, this is the project of integration of TK Telecom, and to really execution of the best possible integration model. This what was also important, this is the decision about the dividend payment and 60 groszy per share that was decided and already paid in June. The final statement, we would like to underline and to tell once again that our financial standing, even after taking over the TK Telecom, remains very strong. With leverage on very good level, below one of adjusted EBITDA from whole 2014, that was 493 million. That really we can tell that we have still, we are very flexible, and we have still the room for a further acquisition. Thank you very much, and I'm giving you now the voice, and we are waiting for questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you change your mind and want to withdraw your question, please press star 1 again. You will be advised when to ask your question. Okay, we have the first question is coming from the line of Paweł Puchalski from BZWBK. Please go ahead, Paweł.
Hello. My question relates to suggestions made by Orange some time ago. They suggested that they will their second half results will be under strong pressure of high advertising and marketing costs. And well, Orange focuses on winning new customer base. What would be the approach of Netia, and shall we expect the same weakening of second half 2015 results due to, I don't know, counterattack or whatever?
Okay, if I can answer, you know, it's very difficult to answer on some words that was told by Orange, and this is just the kind of the prognosis that is not materialized yet. We as a company, we are observing the market condition, and we are very active. We are presenting to our customer attractive offers, comparing with our competitors. According to our current strategy, we have our own plan. What we want to do to continue the line that was described by us. As a line that brought also a good result from our perspective in the first half of the year, but of course we are observing the market, and we are reacting when something happens unexpected.
Okay, thank you very much. And one more question, if I might. Net debt to EBITDA remains a very important factor in telco sector. Well, my question to you or to acting CEO would be, what would be your view on Netia's safe level of net debt to EBITDA in the long term?
You know, the net debt, this is the parameter very important, but we are not focusing on realizing the particular number related to the debt. The debt is always the result of our strategy realization regarding the acquisition. This what will happen in the future is very much dependent on the opportunity that will be on the market, but as well very much dependent on the situation, on the business situation on the market. That is always the question if there is interesting offer and if this offer that is present of the market is important for us from the realization of our core business goals.
Okay.
I don't know
thank
if
you very much.
The answer on your question, but I think there is the real situation.
Okay. Thank you very much.
We have a next question. It's from the line of Paweł Piggio from mBank. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Just to clear it up, could you please clarify what do you understand by the active role that Netia will be playing in the consolidation of Polish telecom market that you were talking about in the introduction part today?
You know, the active role means that we are not the ball in the game, but the player. That means that we are observing the market and we are interested in some business opportunities. Each business opportunity is evaluated by us, by the goals that we want to achieve and by our strategic goals and the impact of acquisition on our top results. It means this, I mean, by active role. We are not only, you know, just sitting on the chairs and just waiting for happens, but we are really very actively observing what is going on the market.
Sure, I understand, but can you shed some light over, you know, over what actually do you search for currently in the market?
You know, I can tell you only that it will be something that we want to share with you. It will be definitely shared. Now this is we can't tell anything that about this subject more.
Okay, thanks. And second and last question. I'm just curious about this refund of core deposits. Could you please tell us something about the case that corresponds to this deposit?
If we can suggest, because it is a very detailed question and related to very historical items, if you could be so kind and Andrzej Kondratski will call you and clarify this offline if you have nothing against.
Okay, clear. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next question is from Przemek Sawala from PKO. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning. This is Przemek Sawala from PKO Investment Banking. A couple of questions on the CapEx side, if I may. Looking at your statement that you will be probably taking an active role in the consolidation of the market, would you be looking to expand into broadband segments? And would that be in particular in a B2B only, like TK, for example, or is it going to also expand into a fiber to the home technology, perhaps direct investments or indirect investments via M&As into a B2C segment as well?
Just answering on your question, we are interested to invest in everything that is profitable from that is profitable for us and bring some, first of all, return of investment in the defined time, but it's also related to, you know, some ability to generate the revenue that, taking into consideration the strong position of Netia on B2B market, this is somehow obvious that we will concentrate on this segment and we will try to stronger our position then. And, of course, what we are telling about the data network and broadband and the Internet role in the, you know, in the current days, this is also obvious direction of the investment. But nevertheless, each investment is calculated and evaluated by the business case and the ability to generate the profit and new revenue and profit finally. This is the most important factor for us.
Okay. And also on TK Telecom, would you have any insights perhaps on the areas where you expect the synergies to come from?
You know, this is so that we don't want to speculate. We just taken over the company. We start already the analysis, and we really want to be responsible and tell you when we know what to tell and how the situation looks like. We expect synergies because both companies are working on the same in the same market segment and serving also and delivering the very similar services. It's somehow obvious that the synergies will come, the even CapEx oriented synergies. But to tell you more precisely about this, we need to realize and to perform. We need to make our job and to show more specific figures.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, just as a reminder, if you have a question or comment, please press star one now on your telephone keypad. The next question is from the line of Vera Sutedja from Erste Bank. Please go ahead, Vera.
Yes, good morning. My question is related to 2015 outlook. So at the moment, are you confirming it or you are waiting until you calculate the effect of the TK Telecom consolidation? The second question is regarding your dividend policy. So where are we now at it? Are we at the 0.6 or at 0.42 per share? And the last question is regarding your new financing agreement. Could you tell us what would be the financing rate for this, or at least is it lower than your existing one or higher? Thank you.
Regarding the forecast for 2015, that we will we are not presenting this forecast and we don't plan to really to show to present this. And regarding the dividend policy, this was already published and we don't see any reason, any market reason to change it, that the dividend is planned to be on the level 42 groszy plus. It's still valid, but the third question I will forward to Katarzyna, please, about this condition of the credit line.
Okay, the next question is from the line of Onderja.
Just a moment, who would like to...
Oh, sorry. Thank you.
If I may answer the third question, so the spread is actually the same, I think, compared to what we had before, but the cost of acquiring this credit, so we maintain to reduce that one, the cost, the beginning cost, so that's quite positive. So we may say that this credit is actually quite cheap compared to what we can good gain on the market, so we're quite happy with that, with that conditions of that credit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. But on the 2015, so basically the previous guidance should not be used anymore.
That's right. It shouldn't.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Okay. Ready for the next question. Next question is from Ondrej Kabajes from Wood & Co. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking the question. I would like to ask whether you could please elaborate a bit more on your fixed broadband subscriber losses, where these are coming from and where these customers are going to, i.e. who are your biggest competitors at the moment, if you're seeing a lot of pressure from the currently relatively new LTE mobile broadband competition, for example, and if you could put that potentially into context with your good pay TV performance, if that's somewhat of a discrepancy between the performances of these two lines, potentially at least in the retail or household segment. Thank you.
Okay, just answering this, that we are talking about B2C segment, and as I already mentioned the decline in number of services is in broadband services is mainly connected to off-net. That means with the not Netia network that we are talking about BSA and LLU. This has somehow the technical reason even, because first of all, this is from profitability point of view, quite not so attractive for us that we are not fighting to get the new connection there. But from the other side, we are the technical condition of such a connection is completely outside of our control. That as you know, nowadays the customer require more and more capacity, and the speed of the line is the crucial point and sometimes the winning factor from customer perspective. We are not able to offer them technically attractive condition on the line that are finally used by us, but they are not in our asset, and we are not responsible for modernization. This is the main reason that we are the number of services drop in this segment. When we are talking about our own net, that means our own network, that we are making some modernization activity in this part that is extremely attractive from customer acquisition point of view, and we can really generate the value there. In off-net, it is completely outside of the control.
Right. What I can just add to that we actually lose only on Bitstream and LLU, and on our own net, we actually acquire more services, having in mind net position, of course. And you asked whether it was within the B2C or B2B. Those loss is mainly, I would say, almost 100% within the B2C.
Okay, understood. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We have a question now from Przemek Sawala from PKO. Please go ahead.
Yes, if I may ask for a clarification, you mentioned that the speed is absolutely crucial nowadays, for the end user customers. Would that mean that Netia would consider direct investments into fiber optic lines, or perhaps acquisition of in line of M&A, such like the acquisition of the UPC unit, also in Krakow in 2013? Would that be the directions for the B2C segment, or is it not within the investment scope?
As I already mentioned, generally the strategy is to invest and to go in the direction when we can create the value for the company. And this is the only business reason to invest and to just evaluate each investment, including M&A, from that perspective. If it brings value for the company, we are interested. And it's very difficult to tell that we will go in the direction of buying something, because as you probably know, that each asset has own, let me say, value, and it's not very easy to be sure that even cable operator is not equal one to another one. That for us, the main issue and the main reason to invest is generating the value for the company.
Okay, would you indicate what would be the expected rate on of return for such investments that you would be considering?
Depending on this, what is on the market, because, you know, it's very difficult to predict how the market will develop. We know that we have the new technologies, some innovative services that are changing the market situation, and we have adjusted to this, what is happening on the market. And this was very attractive. What is very attractive now, probably a few years ago, you even would not look at this direction. That the market is changing and we are adapting to this. This is the main issue to be successful.
That's great indeed. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have no further questions at this time, so I'll hand you back to your host.
I would like to thank you to everybody, to participants, and to everybody who asked the question. It was really the pleasure to be able to present. For me, it was the kind of the, you know, the first time and introduction in this role in Netia, for Katarzyna as well, that we would like to thank you very much and see you soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining today's call. You may now replace your handset.